All right, welcome to the On Track Podcast, Season 5, Episode something, I believe. This week has been a little crazy. I think I've done 3 episode recordings.
Do you remember what time zone you're in?
No, I was in San Diego for one, so whatever time zone that is. But okay. We are here now in Virginia.
We are currently in Chase City, just a little bit to the west of South Hill.
So. And why are we here?
We are here for the startup meeting for the season. Typically, we like to do a spring startup meeting every year. We've skipped a couple years with some COVID stuff, and we decided that we needed to get back to them.
Why do you feel that these meetings are so important?
I think it's a great time to gather everybody together to hear the same message one time a year. There's not that often throughout the year where we get everybody under one roof with so many, you know, different leaders of aspects of the business. And to me, it's important that we're all here and we feel the camaraderie of being together. We all get introduced to some people from Maine, like yourself and Herb and Eric and Tasha, the HR team, Tim Richards, the equipment department. It's just a great opportunity to gather everybody together.
You know, for some people, some of this stuff can go a little bit over their heads. And I've had a couple of people admit that to me. You know, they look at the graphs and they go, you know, I don't really understand it, but I see it's heading in a good direction. What would you say to them? You know, maybe they don't know the nitty gritty of it. But
yeah, with, you know, even in my own creation of some of the graphs, it was, you know, some people are sitting way back. They can't exactly read everything. But the point for me was to show people that there is progress and that what they're doing does mean something, and the progress is going up, not backwards. Hmm. So just being able to show them visually that general message.
I know that there's a lot of important stuff, like talking about the CARE initiative and lots of safety things. How important, I guess, is it to instill these newer things in a group setting as opposed to individually?
I think in a group setting it's better because we're all here together, joined in camaraderie, talking about the greater goal of our, you know, of our upcoming season. And we are bringing on a lot of new people they came from different companies and different cultures. And to me, bringing everybody together is, you know, it gets everybody on the same team to be together and hear the same message right from the start, right from upper management. And we want to get them to feel it, you know, not just have it to be a slogan or words on another poster that they kind of roll their eyes and ignore. We want this to be taken seriously, and you incorporate it into your everyday life at work and at home.
How is the camaraderie here today? How would you rate it?
I think it's been good, and it started out right at the beginning of the day with stretching with Daryl and Chris. Mm. This is the second year in a row that they've done that. They have a lot of energy in leading a crowd in the morning and get everybody laughing and going. And it's going to be hard to hold the attention after lunch, I'm sure. We just had an awesome lunch from Dockery Branch Barbecue, a local company right here that's catered for us a few times in South Hill. And we're going to see how we hold up after lunch. Hopefully stay awake.
That's good. Are you excited to see the stock price?
I am. I actually do not know the stock price. I have not looked. I'm pretty sure I know where to find it, but no, I want to enjoy the excitement with everybody at the same time.
What do you think that we know that it's gone up. How important do you think, or I don't know what the best way to phrase this question is, but as the stock price continues to grow, what do you see for people who have been here for a while or people who are just starting? What does that mean for them?
I think it means to them, we have to continue to figure out ways to engage them to the point where they understand that they can directly affect this on their on their work performance. And, you know, they can look around themselves and continue to create that culture that, hey, that piece of equipment right there, that is mine. Is even that shovel right there, let's not leave that thing in the mud overnight, because that's mine. And that, you know, it's bringing value by ensuring that we take care of our equipment and take care of our people. And as that price point goes up and people get more vested, I think they're starting to understand it more that they do in fact have an impact. And it creates some excitement on days like today when you hear the stock price. And, I'm sure it has gone up. I'm excited to hear that. And we're going to have some operators here in the room that, you know, they'll be upwards of over $100,000 after 10 years. So, yeah.
Any final thoughts before I jump to interview people around that are sitting around and, well, they're not sitting around, they're learning. There's a lot of learning going on today, but as they go on their breaks and whatnot, any final thoughts?
Yeah, no, I'm just glad to bring everybody together. It, you know, as you can see, we're, actually, you can't see it, but Sebastian and I are sitting out here in a bright sunny day. Startup meeting day is always the best day of the year. It can't possibly be a rain day on startup day, and we're all cooped up inside this building, but it, you know, it couldn't be better. The message is good. We're hearing all about what we have to look forward to, and I'm just glad that everybody made it, and there's so much enthusiasm around the room for it.
Cool. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming down.
You know, I don't really know if I even told everyone what your title is, if they don't know who you are.
Oh, okay.
Who are you?
Yeah, I'm Justin Porter, Mid-Atlantic Vice President of Operations.
Cool, our leader for today. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So, I'm here with Daryl. What's your last name, Daryl?
Daryl Jones.
Daryl Jones. And what do you do?
I am like the glue guy. Hey, whatever it takes, I get it done, no matter what.
So we're here at the all-employee meetings in the Mid-Atlantic.
Yes.
How long have you been an employee owner here?
5 years.
5 years. So this is your probably third or fourth?
Meeting, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got up this morning and you were leading us in stretches.
Yes.
What's the secret to leading stretches?
My thing is I get up every morning with mm-hmm. a smile because my thing is, nobody can't take nothing they didn't give you.
Yeah.
So I always have a positive attitude, no matter what.
Nice. What? How are you feeling about this upcoming season?
I think that it could be a fantastic season.
Yeah.
Because this right here is my house. This is my home. So, so this right here is where it's at.
We haven't been revealed. The stock price hasn't been revealed yet. But are you excited to see how much it's increased over the last year or so?
Yes, yes, yes. I see that we have grown a whole lot. In the last 5 years, we've grown tremendous. And I know the stock price is going up all the work we got.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for talking with me.
Yes, sir.
Good to meet you.
Thank you, Sebastian.
So who am I here with?
You're here with Thomas Christopher Powell, a.k.a. Chris.
Nice to meet you, Chris. Met you a couple times. But everyone else on the airwaves here, they probably haven't gotten a chance to meet you. We're here at the all-employee meetings in the Mid-Atlantic. How long have you been here in the Mid-Atlantic working?
10 years.
Very nice. So you're fully vested?
Fully vested.
You're excited to hear what the stock price is going to be?
Very much.
Have you? How has it been for you to watch the stock price grow as it has?
It's kind of unbelievable. Mm. Watching us how it climbs. So a lot of gratitude and being an employee-owned employee here.
How are you feeling about this upcoming season?
Good.
Good.
Good. We got a lot of new people, and we got our older people that's been here, and we really depend on them, and they can get the job done.
How's the meeting going today?
I think it's great. I think you get a lot of information and new ideas, and you kind of let you stay on top of everything, you know, see what's happening the past year, coming up. I think it's very valuable.
We're I'm doing a quick interview for him for the podcast. Now he's been running away. All right, so who am I here with?
Richard Boston.
Nice to meet you. What do you do?
Doze operator.
How long have you been with Sergeant?
Be 5 years in May.
Nice. So you're about to be fully vested.
Yes.
How has it been seeing the stock price rise and seeing that balance rise?
It's been wonderful. Yeah. It's good to see every year it goes up. Mm-hmm. That's a good amount, so yeah.
How are you feeling about how the company's doing, seeing that all this people getting up and talking about what we're doing?
Yeah, since I've been here, as the years progress, people have come along, they've been good, nice to work with, so yeah.
How are you feeling about getting everybody in one place and the camaraderie here today?
Oh, yeah, the morale, yeah, it's just excellent. A lot of good spirits going on. Just, yeah, fun place to work, I'd say.
How are you feeling about the upcoming season?
Ready to work.
So I'm here with, what's your name?
Nicholas McMahon.
And what's your title?
So I'll be a laborer.
And today is your first day.
First day.
First day, and it's the all-employee meetings in the Mid-Atlantic. How are you feeling about it?
Feeling good. I'm glad that I got my first day to get, you know, lowdown of the company, get a lot of information. You know, I've worked for other bigger companies in the past that have not had the same courtesy to, you know, include even new employees and everything. So it's a good feeling to be thrown right into that even before my 900 hours, really before even 8 hours, to, you know, just feel like I'm already a part of it. So that's a big deal.
Have you been a part of any, like, presentations where they're going over budgeting and all these, you know?
I have. So, yeah, my last company, I was in management for 3 years doing time cards, hiring, firing. Mm-hmm. And so it took me a little bit to see all that. But now...
How does this compare?
It's way better. And the focus on safety and the employee ownership and everybody working as a team is far beyond anybody that I've worked for in the past.
How are you feeling about the upcoming season? How are you feeling about the work?
I'm very excited. I like to be outside. I, you know, took a little break. My last company, I left in January. So I'm a, like, hard worker by, like, nature. I like to get my hands dirty, do stuff. So I'm very excited to start with some new jobs. And it's really good to be in now so I can get my feet in the door, you know, with people who have been here doing the same stuff for a while and just get integrated with that.
Very cool. How's the camaraderie today?
Well, it's good. And so I'm lucky. I've already got one of my best friends, Nikolai, works here. And then Jared has been here for a couple years. So it helped hearing all the positive things that they've said about the company and everybody else just laughing, doing stuff. So, I mean, it already seems like a family.
Cool. Anything I'm not asking about that's on your mind that you've been thinking about as you've been sitting
here? No, well, it came up in there, but the orange safety thing, I think that's cool because my last company did the same type of thing where it's not like a call you out or embarrass you, but it just puts that focus on new employees and who you need to invest more time into. Mm-hmm. And that benefited me in my other company, whether you've worked there before or you just came back. If you're starting fresh, you've got to have that, and it just forces you to want to work up and do better and get to the next spot. So I think the incentive is there.
So the idea is people who are very new, instead of wearing the yellow vest, they get the orange vest.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily like a something to mock, right?
No, it's not to call you out or anything. It's just, if anything, it should help better because it proves that other people need to invest your time better and be, you know, more focused on what you're doing, and you can grow from there.
Thank you for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Well, I'm here with
Craig Kreider.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Sebastian.
What's your title?
I'm an operator.
How long have you been here?
7.5 years.
So I asked you a little bit before we started recording, what kept you around? You gave me a pretty good response.
I've seen a lot of opportunities. I've been given a lot of opportunities. I still feel like they are offering me more opportunities as I go. Mm-hmm. So I want to take... If they're willing to take a chance on me, I'm willing to take a chance on them. So I don't see this ending up in a bad way.
What do you think of this opportunity to get everyone together in one place? What's the camaraderie like?
I like it. It gives me an opportunity to see what's going on throughout the company. Mm. Also brings it home to see, you know, because you can't be in all the projects. So you get to see what's going on in some of the other projects as well. Meet some other people that you don't get to see all the time. I know a lot of the people here in this region for Mid-Atlantic, but at the same time, I don't get to see them all the time because we're all on different projects. Mm-hmm. So, and that's one of the things I've enjoyed is working with some of the different people that we do get to work with sometimes.
You ready to see what the stock price is?
Oh, definitely. Tasha keeps talking about it, and it sounds like it's quite a bit more than what we received on our first one. So,
very good.
I'm quite ready to see it.
Awesome, me too. How's it been seeing the graphs that they've been showing as the company's grown and our profits and whatnot? What was going through your mind while you were looking at all that?
Some of it I don't understand, but what I do understand is that we are growing, which is a good opportunity, is a good thing. And as we grow, I know that I have opportunities to also teach younger guys that's coming up under me. Hmm. And I don't mind helping those guys out.
That's awesome.
So, as I said also earlier, it's like a big family around here. Hmm. If you show that you want to learn, they'll teach you. Hmm. And as I learn, I'm also able to teach others. And that's part of being a family, is teaching others.